Lo yuchalavaker, what does the pasuk have to say? Lo yuchalavaker, that you could not take away the bechor from one son and give it to another son. Lefi shenema, because since there's another pasuk that says, v'ho yabayim han chilu as banov, that when a father gives away the Yerusha from one son to another son, he's allowed to. Shiyochle, so I would have thought to say, v'loi dinu, really it's a svara. Uma poshet. Ma poshet means the regular sons, or even the bechor, his regular portion, not the portion that a bechor gets special, but uma poshet, the regular son, second, third, or fourth son. Shiyofa koichli. Shenoito beroyu kevamuchzik. That when they take Yerusha, they take even from something that's going to come to the father later. Ro, what's become? Let's say people owe the father money, or they owe him rent, or they owe him other things. That's going to come to them later. They get a chilek in Yerusha. Still, hatoru nitnu rishus liyav lihan chulucho mishiyirtza. The Torah gave permission to the father to give one of the sons all the Yerusha. If so, bechor, in the case of a bechor, shehura koichoi, shein and leita baroik of a muchzik, he does not take things that's fitting baro kivamuchzik. Is like holshchen, isn't it for sure then? To say that the father should be able to take away the bechor from the bechor and give it to somebody else. Therefore, Talmudim, I need a special pasuk to say, lo yuchol avakeh, no, the father cannot take it away. That's why I need the second pasuk of lo yuchol avakeh. Now the Gemara says it so, v'yoyim let the pasuk just say lo yuchol avakeh, that you cannot take away the bechor from the bechor. Ma Talmudim, what do I need the second pasuk for? For ho yibayim han chilu as bonov, that when the father gives Yerusha, he could take away the chilek from some brothers and give it to just one. What are we in the second pasuk for? It explains also, because really Shayachla would have thought to say v'loy dinu. It's a svar like this v'loy dinu. Uma bechor shura koychay sheina noita broik of a muchzik omru teru layuchol avaker the koych of a bechor. That's not so strong. But Bechor only gets a second portion of what the father owns is muchzikin, b'shas he dies, not from property that will come to him later on. Still the Torah says, lo yuchol avaker, the father cannot take away the karech of a Bechor and give it to a different child. If so, poshut, the other children, shiyof v'koychay, they have a stronger power, shenoit v'rok of a muchzik, when they come to Yashin, they could even take a portion of a row, what's first fit to come to the father later, as if the father has it right now. Like Hoshchein, isn't it in Svar, I would say for sure the father cannot take away the Yerusha of the other son to give it to one son. Therefore, Talmudim, I need the second pasuk to say no, that V'hoya B'yom Han Chilu as Banov, that HaTorah Nitno Rishus Liyav, the Torah gives special permission to the father. Lahan chelachol mishiyitza, he has the right to give it away. Lachol mishiyitza, to whoever he wants, he has the right to give it away. Now, and like the same, shanav yechem avruka, he has the right to give it to one of the yorshim, a son, a posha that would get a chelik of the Yerusha anyway. Now the father has the right to give him all of the Yerusha. But avada, the chelik of the bechor that the bechor would get, that he can't take away from the bechor. So the kids said, that's why we need these both, we need these two psukim. That layucha levaker, the kercha of the bechora, the father cannot take away. Mashenka, the kercha of the poshet, or to the yorshim, the father could take away from one yorish and give the other yorish the whole yorisha. Omer Rabbi Zrika, Omer Rabbi Ami, Omer Rabbi Chanino, Omer Rabbi, halocha krebi yorchim ben bruka. He said over the name of Rabbi, when there was a besad of the Mishnais. They would take a paskin like a virchon and a bruka. Oh, Malay Rababa, Rababa said, Hori itma, not just tam halocha, the Torah means you have right to teach that the locha is like a virchon and a bruka. So Mar says, the maikim if lagi, what's the difference how it was learned, or what's the machlaikis? Mas over halocha radifa. If somebody says over halocha, a virchon and a bruka, that's a stronger loshan. That really shows a locha, we're really paskin like him. Umasa, but the one that said, Hurritma, Maisa Rav, he holds no, something was said over the shame of my throb like Kura, who was exactly passed in that way, that's stronger. Tana Rabbanim learned like this. Ein lemeidim halacha loy mi pi lomud loy mi pi maisa. That you can't learn out halacha lemaisa exactly how to do, how to act from a learning. If like a Rebbe is giving a shiur, it comes out, this is halacha, that doesn't necessarily mean that's where we pass in. Loy mi pi maisa. And not even if a case came in front of the best, in front of the Rav, and they asked the Shiloh, unless they say over clearly, halacha l'maisa. Shoal v'yomli halacha l'maisa, yelech v'yasa maisa. And if you come to ask a question, and they tell you, halacha l'maisa, then you have right to go and do it that way. Obavado shelo yidna, but you should not make any similarity between one case and another case. So where it says, mayu v'vach shelo yidna, what does it mean you can't be madama milsa milsa? V'kol ha-tera kula t'muyim admin in law. Though terror is that way, do we make similarity between one thing and another thing? Sumer says, Amar Rav Ashi, hokikom, this is what I meant to say. V'vad shelo yidna b'treifus. Means in the pasha of treifus, you should not be madama milsa milsa. The Tanya learned like this. Ein oimim b'treifus. In the loch of Yudchas Treifus, what makes an animal a treifa? That he has a hole in the lungs. So we don't learn out that if a hole here is a treifa, a hole someplace else also makes him a treifa. The Yatatama, don't wonder about this. Yeah, why? If you cut the animal in one place, could be he'll die. If you cut the animal in another place, he won't die. So you see, there are different parts of the animals. Somebody meant to say he can't make a similarity between one case and another case. He meant in Hilchas Treifus. Now, Omer le Rabasi le Rabbi Yechanan. Rabasi said to Rabbi Yechanan, Ki Omer lo mar halocha. Rabasi said to Rabbi Yechanan, like, when you're going to tell us, like, this is the halocha, hechi nevet, maisa, hechi nevet, No, again, Kiyomulo mar halachochi neved maisa. Should we do that this or not? Whereas he asked him, when you're going to say this halacha, should we act that way or not? His Omer, he said back like this, loisavidi, you should not act that way, adi amin, until I tell you halacha l'maisa. I have to tell you a strong lesson of halacha l'maisa, then you have a right to act that way. Omaluhu rovo. The Rav Popo, Rav is after Rav Popo, or the Rav Hun, the brother of Yeshua. Ki osi pisco de dino, didi lekamaychu, if you'll ever see a psak like a tshuva that I wrote, v'chazisu be pirchen, you're going to have a kasha on my tshuva, on the psak that I gave. So like this, loitak riuhu, do not rip it up, adi yasisu lekamoy, until you bring it to me, bring it to my attention, and tell me the question you have against my psak. If I have a reason to answer myself, I'll tell it to you. And then this time you'll also be makavlet. If I don't have an answer to the question, he asks me good. Then I'll retract myself. So don't just throw away my tshuva, but come and talk it over with me. What's going to be liyacha misa? Let's say you find the tshuva of mine, of psak that I wrote, and after he died already, so then he said like this, Le mikra tekru, still, do not rip up that psak. But umigma namela tigmru mine, you do not but thou have to learn and act like that psak since he died already. Why? She's saying like this, Le mikra tekrino, don't rip it up, because the heavy husband, if I would have been there, dum heavy aminelachutaino, because even though you have a question on the psak, maybe he could have answered it. If he would have been alive and he would have been here, maybe he could have answered himself. So therefore, the person, the tzaddik died already, you can't just say, it's wrong. Because maybe if he would be here, he would be able to answer you, and you don't understand him. But still, migma,